Kevin Smith. He just stepped down recently as the Londonderry town manager. And, of course, Londonderry, one of our busier communities in the Southern Tier. He also was head of the Pease Trade Port, that development authority that's done such a great job over the years to developing Pease. And he's resigned. He's a full-time U.S. Senate candidate as a Republican. I guess let the race begin even more as we get into the new year. Kevin Smith joins us, GMI Studios. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jack. It's great to finally be on with you.
Well, you're in this thing. We had Chuck Morse yesterday on, Senate President. We're going to have Don Bolduc on a little bit later on, retired general. He's been in it quite a while, I think more than a year. Question I like to ask candidates out of the gate. You have a family and Londonderry, very successful town manager, growing it over
Thank
the
you.
Years, pretty good life. Why would you want to run for the U.S. Senate in this environment?
Yeah, well, Jack, you know, look, people know that I live and breathe local values, right? I mean, I've loved doing what I've been doing in Londonderry for the last 8-plus years. I love New Hampshire, and obviously I love my country. And that's a big reason why I'm doing it, because look at Washington, and frankly, Maggie Hassan's a part of that. They're failing us right now. I mean, just look at the headlines. We have out-of-control spending, which has led to out-of-control inflation. The southern border's still not secure, so we've got criminals and drugs flowing across there. We've got, you know, probably the highest gas prices and energy prices in my lifetime. And so you contrast that, Jack, with what we've done in Londonderry over the last 8 years. We're one of the fastest growing communities in the state for economic development. We've worked together to find common sense solutions to everyday problems. And, you know, those are the successful local values that I want to bring to Washington to change the direction down there. Because there's no doubt in my mind that if we can do it here in New Hampshire and in a local community, we can do that in Washington. You know, we've got to take the reins back on spending, balance the budget down there. We have to secure the border right. and doing things like making the country energy independent again. Look, Jack, you know, we were energy independent a year ago, and now we're not. So we just got to get back to local common sense values.
Let me ask you this, Kevin Smith. It's Kevin Smith, Republican, U.S. Senate candidate in this primary now as we're into the new year. Kevin, it's interesting. The state Democratic Party, they put out a kind of a, from time to time, from the various shows, different interviews, kind of a press, I guess, a press position. And you have the attention of the Democrat state party since you announced. They certainly you're on their radar. They may be criticizing your launch and you, but one of the ones that was interesting yesterday, I chuckled at this. I really did. My former show in the morning at a former network, the former host, I haven't heard much about the show since I moved on, but my point is I wish everyone well. But they basically, the host and my former colleague there were criticizing a slogan you have in your campaign. And I had to chuckle because whenever a slogan's good or bad and someone's talking about it, it's usually a good marketing tool. What's the slogan they're talking about?
Well, I think the one they probably brought up is how I talked about Maggie hasn't really done much for New Hampshire. You know, I've said she's been an absent senator, and in some ways she's learned how to social distance herself from the Granite State. But, you know, I went through a litany of these things in my announcement, talking about how, you know, we've got to bring again those local values to Washington. Maggie hasn't done it, and I will do it. We need someone that's going to fight these inflationary policies and the runaway spending. Maggie hasn't done it, and I will. And, you know, Jack, let me give you just a quick personal story about this. You know, during what was arguably our biggest crisis in the country and the state in the last few years with the pandemic, countless of times I heard from Governor Sununu, you know, reaching out, asking what he could do to help the town. I heard from Senator Shaheen many times. I'm on probably a first name basis with her staff. She did Zoom calls with us. Jack, I didn't hear once from Maggie Hassan in 2 years to ask how Londonderry was doing through the pandemic. Not once. And here's the great thing, Jack. You don't have to take my word for it. You know, the Democrats have already put in right-to-know requests for all of my emails. I can't wait to give them all out because then people can see it in the broad daylight and will see what I'm talking about. She's been an absent senator here in the Granite State.
You listen to Kevin Smith, Republican candidate, U.S. Senate. I want to ask you a little bit later on in the next hour. We're going to have Don Bolduc, retired Army general. He ran before in the Senate primary to take on Gene Shaheen. He lost the primary to Corky Messner, and Corky Messner lost to Gene Shaheen. He's in it again. He actually threw his hat in right away into this race. with the hopes of taking on Maggie Hassan, the Democrat incumbent. When he was on the show the last few times, he was sounded like former President Donald Trump, very critical about what he called or referred to voter irregularity in New Hampshire and the country, sort of questioning Joe Biden's victory or you know, certifying or, you know, saying it was legitimate, that the former president had been defeated. Do you think there was widespread voter irregularity in New Hampshire and the country? Do you agree with Don Bolduc or not? In 2020.
Now, Jack, look, you know, I believe Joe Biden was fairly elected. Now, that isn't to say that there weren't irregularities here and there, and those things should be investigated. But I'll tell you what really troubles me is that you now have Joe Biden, having just come out in this press conference last week, mm-hmm. already calling into question these elections coming up in 2022. And I'm saying, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Now you've got the president, the current president of the United States, saying, well, maybe our elections won't be legitimate in 2022, which is why we need to federalize our elections.
Yeah.
And that is another issue now where Maggie hasn't stood up for the Granite State. Instead, she went along with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi in trying to take over or letting the federal government take over right. our elections. She never reached out to the Secretary of State to say, is this a good idea? She never reached out to the town clerks. You know, my own town clerk was the president of the Clerks Association. They think this is a horrible idea.
Right.
But she never called and reached out to these folks. So, you know, this is just another example of how she's not standing up for the Granite State. And I certainly will do that.
Before I let you go, speaking of Donald Trump, he's meeting with his top advisors on strategy for the midterms in 2022. Certainly is not going away. And some would say, if you look at the issues, the economy, inflation, southwest border, Russia,
yep.
Ukraine, you know, a supply chain, COVID, some would say that this current administration and Joe Biden, the popularity numbers or lack of them, the approval ratings are terrible or they're not strong. The Biden administration seems rudderless right now, without a rudder. If you're like a boat, you need
right.
a rudder. My question is, do you need, or does the ultimate winner in this New Hampshire Republican primary need an endorsement from Donald Trump to kind of differentiate yourself from a Chuck Morse or a Don Bolduc, or can you win this primary without the former president's endorsement?
Yeah, look, at first and foremost, the endorsement, Jack, that I'm going after are the endorsement of the people in New Hampshire. Those are the ones that I care most about. You know, if the former president wants to endorse my campaign, sure, I'll accept it. As I told someone yesterday, I said I'd accept the endorsements from Democrats, undeclareds, obviously Republicans.
Right.
But look, I'm a conservative taxpayer. I've been that way my entire life. And I'm going to be working for the people of New Hampshire, the people of Granite State.
Right.
Those are the right. folks whom I want on my team.
Now, if you were speaking to the former president and you're looking at the midterms, because he's talking with his key advisors right now on how to win back the Republican House and Senate, the polls in the midterms look pretty good right now. Independents in the latest Gallup poll show that they're flipping more right at the end of last year than the beginning of the year. So maybe the wins at whoever the Republican nominee's back is, if that's you or someone else. My question is, though, when Chris Christie was on the show recently, we've had other people, the President Trump, when he goes to his rallies, he's still talking about the last election and sort of relitigating the results. If you were talking to him, would you recommend that he focus on the issues you and I have talked about here, inflation, COVID's out of control, southwest 100%. Border, Russia versus looking back?
Jack, 100%. You know, I've called these, what I've said is I'm a kitchen table conservative. And the reason I say that is you got to be talking about the issues that people are talking about at the kitchen table today. Mm-hmm. And those are issues, as you just mentioned. It's going to the grocery store, not only paying a lot more for what you're buying there, but just trying to find what you want to buy because of the supply chain issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fill up your gas at the pump. It's issues of education. You know, I've got three teenagers. One's going off to college next year. I got another one in high school and in middle school. There's a lot of issues going on in education today that I think we need to address. And these are all issues that people are talking about at the kitchen table. Jack, those are the issues that are going to resonate right. with people in these midterms.
Kevin Smith, we'll get you back in soon. Republican GOP U.S. Senate candidate, former Londonderry town manager. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for having me on, Jack. Talk to you soon.